Okay, totally weird question. But does anyone else in this room have a significant other that just loves Menards? You know, save big money at Menards? I think my husband could find a reason to go to Menards 4 times a week with no problem whatsoever. He stands at the door with a big smile on his face and keys in his hand and says, "Need anything at Menards? Like, what could I need at Menards?" Some Saturdays, our son Jack and I will go along just to see his face in his happy place. I always feel like we're entering this black hole from which we're never going to see the light of day again. He's just giddy pushing this massive cart, the size of a car, from the paint to the 2x4s to the duct tape to the dowels to the boxes of cleaning rags to cleaning supplies. I mean, how many cleaning supplies does a person need? I'm quite sure we've never left that building without grabbing a 2-pack of work gloves from a box the size of a jacuzzi tub. One day in November, we walked by a pallet of canned green beans next to a pallet of cream of mushroom soup, next to a pallet of canned fried onions. Green bean casserole? And oddly enough, it was next to the romance novel section. And don't even get me started on the Save 11% rebate bag sale. Did you send in the rebate even? I just don't get it. And then one Saturday morning, as I'm trying to come up with an excuse to get out of there, I hear the most unexpected thing: the sound of music. They have a piano in here too? I peek out from the massive shelves that contain no less than 492 varieties of light bulbs. What happened to 40, 60, 75? To see a petite little pianist sitting on her piano bench. She warms up and begins playing, and I think, no, it can't be. Here of all places? But it is. The unmistakable song that I've loved since I was a wee little 8-year-old girl up at camp, sitting in that beautiful old wooden creaky chapel on the shores of Lake Caribou. She was playing the beloved hymn, "Precious Lord, Take My Hand." Like a Minnesota mosquito to warm flesh. Do you like that? Jack and I headed over and just stood next to her and listened. And just like that, Jesus showed up in the most unexpected of places, in the most unexpected of ways. Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" They got into the boat, and the wind ceased. Ever find yourself doubting? Will I ever find my person? Has God forgotten me? Will my child be okay? Does my husband even love me anymore? Where did I go wrong? Will my grief ever go away? When Thomas Dorsey wrote the hymn "Precious Lord," he had just been through the unimaginable. He and his wife Nettie were living in Chicago and expecting their first child. He was invited to sing at a revival meeting like he often was in St. Louis. So he hopped in his Model A Ford and headed down Route 66. It was a lovely, steamy summer night. Folks were clapping and singing for Jesus, crying out for encores, when a young boy ran up and handed Thomas a piece of paper, a Western telegram. He looked down at the telegram that read simply, "Your wife just died." He left immediately for home, and when he arrived, he learned that Nettie had given birth to her son and that neither one of them had survived. Dorsey wrote, "I fell apart. For days I closeted myself. I felt that God had done me an injustice. I didn't want to serve him anymore, and I certainly didn't want to write gospel songs." A professor friend of his, trying to help Thomas out of his hole of grief, brought him to work with him one day. Thomas said, "He left me there, alone in a room with a piano. It was quiet. The late evening sun crept through the curtained windows. I sat down at the piano, and my hands began to browse over the keys. Something happened to me. I felt at peace. I felt as though I could reach out and touch God. I found myself playing a melody, one that I had never heard or played before, and the words came into my head. They just seemed to fall right in place. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak. I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home." What strikes me most about our gospel lesson this morning is not that Peter doubted Jesus. He was scared, and when the storm hit, we all get scared. We panic, and then, like Peter, we cry out, "Lord, save me, help." At least I know that's what I do. And it's not even that Peter walked on water that surprises me, and it's certainly not that Jesus reached out and took his hand, because I know that when we look back on our lives and we think of the really, really, really hard times, we can see that Jesus was there and was with us. Even when it doesn't turn out how we want it to, even when the worst thing actually really does happen, we can see that Jesus was there, loving and guiding us and lending support and lending people. But what strikes me most about what preceded this whole walking on the water story is that Jesus was tired. He was away from home. He was preaching. He was teaching. He was healing. Can you imagine how Jesus must have felt in his humanity? Because with all the joy that life is filled with, folks brought their loved ones to him and said, "Please heal my loved one." Jesus faced that daily. He faced storms, and he faced grief, and he faced doubt. He was overscheduled. And so what did Jesus do? He didn't do what we would do. Double down, sleep less, work more, try to get it all done. Jesus just left. He left. He went away. He went up to the mountain. He made his disciples rest as well. Jesus went up to the mountain to be alone and to be still and to ask God for help. And there he got it. Jesus reached out his hand. Thomas Dorsey, in his grief and his anger and his doubt, sat alone in a room. And there Jesus took his hand and wrote this hymn. Peter, alone in the middle of the storm, cried out for help, and he got it. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. I can barely type the words to this beloved hymn, let alone sing them without welling up and hearing my voice crack. Instantly my mind flashes back to that creaky old wooden chapel on the shores of Lake Caribou, where right at this moment, there are 200 campers sitting there, looking out at the lake, looking out at the cross, hearing this hymn being sung. They've stepped away from the busyness and the demands of life, are squished together with their cabin mates, and are learning how much Jesus loves them, and they're singing this beloved hymn. And someday, when life is throwing them a curveball, precious Lord is going to come back right into their heads. It may be in the midst of a storm. It may be in the midst of the hospital. It may even be in the midst of aisles of duct tape and burnt peanuts, for Pete's sakes. But they're going to know it the moment that it happens, because it will instantly become still, and they'll instantly feel God's presence. And as certain as they feel their very own breath, they just may hear a little church lady playing a piano in the midst of all the storms, singing, "Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home." Amen.